You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Hayward man has been sentenced to 7 years in federal prison after entering a guilty plea to possessing and intending to distribute methamphetamine. According to a press release, 34-year-old Nathaniel Johnson was arrested in August when law enforcement authorities found him in a camper with multiple people who were there to purchase methamphetamine. Johnson tripped while attempting to flee the scene, and law enforcement authorities recovered over 300 grams of methamphetamine as well as approximately 15 grams of fentanyl. A groundbreaking ceremony was held at the Duluth International Airport on Tuesday for a new hangar to serve as a permanent home for LifeLink. The company provides emergency air medical transportation, which means efficiency when responding to calls is critically important. The new hangar is funded by over $3.6 million of state and federal money and should be completed by the end of the year. LifeLink currently operates out of the Richard Bong Memorial Airport in Superior, and the new hangar will be able to accommodate both planes and helicopters. Wisconsin Credit Union has announced the start date for their annual summer food drive aimed at helping kids who no longer have access to school meals. According to a press release, the organization announced that all of their offices will be participating in this year's Schools Out summer food drive from July 7th to July 19th. The company has offices across western Wisconsin, including Eau Claire, St. Croix, Polk, Washburn, and Barron counties. Both non-perishable food items and monetary donations will be accepted through the food drive. The Wisconsin State Patrol is sharing safety tips with residents for sharing the road with large trucks and buses as their law of the month of July. According to a press release, drivers should avoid lingering in the blind spots of a large truck or bus, follow them at a safe distance, watch for turn signals, and pass them cautiously. Drivers should also give trucks and buses the right of way when entering a roundabout, as the larger vehicles need extra space for turns. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding all drivers that safety on the road is a shared responsibility. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed a pair of bills on Wednesday to pursue more nuclear power development in the state. One bill would provide $2 million to fund a study on potential locations for a nuclear fusion power plant. The other establishes a board to advance nuclear power production goals and organize a nuclear power summit in 2028. Upon signing the bills, Governor Evers said exploring nuclear power production is another way to lower carbon emissions and combat climate change while lowering energy costs for residents. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to boat responsibly if they plan to get out on the water for the holiday weekend. According to a press release, the four leading causes of watercraft crashes are inexperience, not paying enough attention, general recklessness, and speeding. Officials also say most people who drown in boating-related accidents know how to swim, but become incapacitated or weighed down in the water. Residents out on the water should stay sober and always wear a life jacket for their own safety. The Bayfield County Health Department has confirmed a case of the tick-transmitted Powassan virus disease in the county. There have been two other cases confirmed in the state so far this year, one in Lincoln County and one in Pierce County. The virus comes from the same black-legged tick that carries Lyme disease, and symptoms like a fever, headaches, and vomiting typically begin to show within 1 to 4 weeks of the tick bite. Health officials say most infected people only show mild symptoms, but severe symptoms can lead to death or lifelong issues. Barron Electric Cooperative has announced a $1,000 donation to Marshfield Medical Center Rice Lake Hospice. Organization officials say the funding for the donation came from unclaimed cashback credits from former members through the Federated Youth Foundation. The foundation has specific rules about how the cashback credit funds can be used, so the cooperative was unable to use them to reduce rates. Instead, the cooperative chose to make the donation as a sign of support for the critical work that Rice Lake Hospice does for area residents. The Wisconsin Supreme Court officially ruled that an 1849 law does not ban consensual abortion in the state. Justice Rebecca Dallet wrote the opinion for the 4-3 majority, saying that years of legislation governing how and when abortions may be performed were clearly meant as a substitute for the 19th century near-total ban on abortion. The lawsuit challenging the intent of the 1849 law was filed by Attorney General Josh Call after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, which triggered an abortion ban under that law in Wisconsin. On Monday, Attorney General Josh Call announced Wisconsin is joining another multi-state lawsuit against federal funding cuts. The new lawsuit was filed against the U.S. Department of Education and argues that the agency illegally cut congressionally approved funding for mental health programs in K-12 schools. The funding was meant to increase access to school-based mental health professionals and address workforce shortages. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction was set to receive grant funding from the agency through 2029. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Mets beat the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski was off to one of the best starts for a pitcher in the history of baseball. Last night, though, he ran into a little trouble, loaded the bases, then gave up a grand slam. The Mets beat the Brewers 7-3. Pat Murphy on why he had to pull Mizorowski out after 3 2/3 innings.
Ball wasn't coming off his fingers the same way. It was kind of like one time he'd let it go back here, the next time out here, and you could see he was pushing it sometimes, and his whole body was not in sync.
So now Mizorowski's record is 3 wins and 1 loss. Earlier in the day, the Brewers beat the Mets 7-2. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Isaac Collins, and Joey Ortiz hit his first career grand slam, giving credit to teammate Freddy Peralta.
You see it from the offense when the starting pitcher is doing what he can out there to get us back in to go swing. I mean, the offense usually stays locked in all game, and the process is more important than the results at times, so you just kind of got to grind through.
That's Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not a lot opening wide this weekend, but there is almost one slam dunk blockbuster, and that is Jurassic World Rebirth, which opened yesterday and is expected to easily finish in first place at the box office, as Universal Studios is hoping for a $100 to $130 million haul over the five-day holiday weekend. The film is scoring mediocre reviews at best. Only two of the 7 Jurassic films in the franchise have drawn over 60% or fresh readings on Rotten Tomatoes. Rebirth stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and is directed by Gareth Edwards. If you're not in the mood for dinosaurs, check out F1, the Formula One racing film starring Brad Pitt. And if you want some horror and a great theater experience, check out 28 Weeks Later. Opening in limited release are a couple swell re-releases, including This is Spinal Tap, which hits the big screen a couple months before the long-awaited latest chapter, Spinal Tap 2, drops. Let's go to the movies. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says 3 contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm later today and tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.